Fair warning, this story is basically a list, but it's an important list because it's very likely that one of these 10 people, or maybe two of them, we'll explain that in a minute, will run Sitka on a day-to-day basis. They'll earn about $125,000 public dollars a year. They'll be the public face of the city. They'll oversee more than 150 employees, plus a budget of more than $24 million, plus the largest public works project in city history. Now, more than 53 people wanted that job, but when the assembly sat down on Tuesday night, each member gave their five favorite candidates, and this is the list they came up with. Now, it's a long list, so I've asked Rebecca LaGuire to help me read them. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, Ed.
Okay, so I'll start. Rob Allen and Robin Sherman. Allen is a former Sitka assembly member who runs an investment company that owns and leases vessels. He's part of the Allen family that started Allen Marine. Sherman is his wife. She runs a pair of public agencies that provide affordable housing to rural residents in western Massachusetts. Both of them hold a Master of Public Administration degree from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, and they've applied for the job as a team. All right, who's next?
Well, we have Robin Bennett. She was town manager of Southwest Harbor, Maine, from 2007 until 2011. The town has a population of about 2,000 that swells to 6,000 in the summertime. She's also been the manager of four other communities in Maine and Vermont. She has an MPA and a Bachelor's of Political Science degree.
All right, next is Steve Bradshaw. He has been the superintendent of the Sitka School District since 2002 and an educational administrator since 1976. He's held jobs in Alaska and Montana, and his bachelor's and master's degrees are both in education.
Then we have Pamela Caskey, former city manager of Alliance, Nebraska, population 8,900. She left that post in 2010 after 5 years. Since then, she's run a consulting business in Loveland, Colorado. Caskey has also been a city executive in Pennsylvania and Vermont.
Okay. Mark Gorman. He was vice president of community health at Search in Sitka from 1989 until 2009. He moved to Sitka in 1978, and he still maintains a Sitka address. But since 2010, he's been the country director for World Education in Laos. The organization provides microfinance and teaches children in the Southeast Asian nation how to avoid unexploded ordnance. He holds a master's degree of public health from the University of Hawaii. Okay, five down, four to go. Carry on, Rebecca.
All right, next we have Cynthia Gubatayo. Right now, she's assistant borough manager in Ketchikan, a post she's held since 2008. She holds a master's of business administration degree from the University of Phoenix and a bachelor's in accounting from the same school. She goes by Cinna for short.
Alan Lanning is currently the city manager for Central City, Colorado. Nearly 700 people live in this old mining town, which now hosts more than 1 million visitors a year at its casinos and other tourist attractions. He has a master's of public administration from the University of South Dakota and a bachelor's in political science from South Dakota State. He's also been a manager in Steamboat Springs and Mintum. Both of those are in Colorado, as well as Brookings, South Dakota.
Next, we have Jim Pascal. After nearly 30 years as administrator of Princeton Township, New Jersey, Pascal says in his cover letter that he wants a new challenge. Princeton Township had 16,000 residents. That's past tense, because on January 1st of this year, it merged with the nearby Princeton Borough. Pascal has an MPA and a bachelor's from Rutgers. And finally,
Arthur Shora. He was manager of Ogdensburg. That's a city of 11,000 people along the Canadian border in upstate New York. Since leaving that post in 2012, he's run the Clements Agricultural Research Institute. It's a nonprofit organic farm site in nearby Lisbon. He holds an MPA from the State University of New York in Albany, which is also where he got his bachelor's degree. And that is the list. And thank you for your help, Rebecca.
No problem.
Okay, so there it is, the nine applications that have made the first cut to be the next municipal administrator in Sitka. From here, the city staff will vet the candidates and check their references, and then there'll be some phone interviews followed by in-person interviews. The assembly hopes to offer the job by the end of August, early September, and have the person on the job October 1st. With help from Rebecca LaGuire, I'm Ed Ronco, reporting in Sitka.